This is HPR episode 2722 entitled, Raid 6 A Short Description. It is hosted by JWP and is about 3 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, how Raid 6 works.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Today, I would like to talk to you about Raid 6. And so, Raid 6, the minimum is 4 disc. And just like Raid 5, this does block level striping. So that means it stripes across all disc in the array or in the LUN. And picture a diagram with 4 cylinders in it. And each disk is labeled disk 1, disk 2, disk 3, disk 4. And so each block has a alphanumeric thing. And so you have 5 blocks. So it's A, B, C, D, E, F. And these blocks are spread out over these 4 disks. And then the parity disk is then there's 2 parities. There's 2 parities for each one. So it's a dual parity solution. So it's like the parity blocks are P1, P2, and P3, and these are spread out over the disk. And so then you would have the second parity would of course be P4, P5, and P6. Okay, and this as it, when you do this again, it's through clicks 2 parity blocks for each data block written. And the reason this is so great is that it can handle 2 disk failures. And this RAID configuration is complex to implement in a RAID controller, so because it has to calculate 2 parity data for each block. And so, for instance, when a drive does fail and you pull it out, well, then you put in a new one, and then the controller has to have process the parity, and this takes quite a while. And so this is why in enterprise arrays you always look at how many cores each controller has in order to make that that work. Okay, so this is that's about it for RAID 6 block striped 2 distributed parity solution. All right, y'all have a fantastic time, and take care. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.